All right, you guys have been so great. We're kind of coming to the end of our time together, which I'm sad about. I know, but there's only so much time you can stand to look at me. So I want to end on like one of my favorite little short stories about my life, and I'll need Henry. Henry? Henry Kapersky, everybody. There he is. Now, Henry, will you play like something sort of like sad and moody for me? That'd be great. And then if I could just get like something sad, lighting-wise, something like a noir. Oh, yeah, that's perfect. I love that. Thank you. So, growing up, I was like a pretty gay kid, which is like a ridiculous premise to start a joke with, because like, what does that even mean? You know, like, have you ever met a six-year-old? They're all pretty gay. Like, every six-year-old boy wants to marry their mom. That's pretty fucking gay. Like, what does it mean to project sexuality on a child? There's not a six-year-old in this country right now crushing puss, you know? Like, it's just not happening. So I don't really understand that premise. But for the sake of the joke, like, I will continue on. I was a pretty gay kid, and it was never more apparent to me or my family than Christmas, 1996. I wanted what every little boy in the nation wanted for Christmas that year. You guys probably know what it is. Just yell it out with me. It was the Crimp and Curl Pony by the Cabbage Patch Company. Okay. Left me hanging. That's fine. The Crimp and Curl Pony, I wanted it. My mom was very cool. She got it for me. I opened it up on Christmas morning, and I just started crimping and curling right away. I couldn't contain myself. My dad, less enthused. He looked at my mom and he was like, "Janet, what the fuck? Like, this is a girl's toy. Why did you get our son a toy for girls?" And my mom looked at my dad in the eyes and she was like, "Well, Ken, my brother Bob, he used to get baby dolls for Christmas and now he's a pediatrician, so." Connect the dots. And my dad was like, "What the fuck do you think he's gonna be? A fucking horsehair stylist? Like, what is the end game here, Janet?" You know, and I can just remember hearing my dad say that. You know, and I was just 6 years old. And I remember thinking, is that a profession? Is that something that I can do? Like, does that require some sort of certificate, college degree? Like, what's the deal, Dad? All right, you guys have been fucking fantastic.